We've got a National League East battle between the Phillies and the Nationals. We'll take it to the top of the second, Rhys Hoskins at the plate.
Here's the pitch, swing and a slider hit in the air to deep left. Kendrick going back at the warning track at the wall, and there it goes. Three rows deep off some hands and lands back on the playing field. Hoskins has done it again. It's his second home run in as many nights and his 14th in the big leagues. And he hasn't yet played a month in the major leagues. This game is tied, a solo home run for each club. Now the pitch swung on, hit high in the air to left center. This one is gone. Way back into the Brewhouse red seats. A home run for Michael Franco. This one off a fastball. And the Phillies have a pair of solo home runs at the top of the second.
Here's the 1-2. Swinging a slow ground ball to the right side. Zimmerman can't pick it up. And all hands will be safe. He tried to backhand it, moving to his right, and that will score a run. Kim crosses the plate, Rupp to second. Hernandez aboard at first. We'll get an RBI, and it's 4-1 Philadelphia. First pitch. Swinging a shot up the middle. It's a base hit in center field. Kendrick is going to try to score. Herrera's throw home is cut off. Kendrick slides in. It's a one-run game. Michael Taylor's driven in another. Murphy stops at second. It's the Phillies 5 and the Nationals 4.
3-2 pitch, swinging a ground ball towards short, backhanded by Galvis. His long throw just in time to get Robles, who really burned it. But the game is over. Good play by Galvis, who knew he had to hurry, and he fired a strong throw to first in time. And the Phillies take game 3 of the series by a single run.
5-4 Phillies is your final score. The Phillies snap a 3-game losing streak with the victory. Mark Leiter Jr. gets the win. He goes 6 innings, allowing 4 runs on 6 hits with 8 strikeouts. Dusty Baker and the Nationals unable to pull it off against the Phillies on Saturday as they lose 5-4. Here's what Baker had to say about the loss.
Well, I was very impressed. I mean, they kept us in it and gave us a chance to win. You know, we had a number of opportunities in the late innings with a runner on scoring position. couldn't come up with the hit. You know, Jackson was really good in the beginning. He almost threw too many strikes. And then later on, you know, got behind, didn't throw enough strikes. So it was a tough game to lose. But, you know, I like the way our guys battled, and especially the young players. You know, Rowdy caught a good game, was good. And you know, hit the ball hard a couple times. And, you know, Robles had a heck of a bat against Nair. So this is some positive signs that, you know, they're not afraid or intimidated by being in the big leagues. And that's how you want your young players to be. I mean, Michael was where he kind of left off before he got hurt. And then he got hurt. It takes a while. But, you know, right now, Michael, he's playing great baseball.
Edwin Jackson would get pulled after throwing 72 pitches through just 3 1/3 innings. Here's what he had to say about his performance.
Second inning, I pretty much got beat. Hanging slider and a fastball up in the zone on a 3-2 count. This team, you know, they can put the ball over the fence. They showed it all year. It's one of those teams where, like I said, it's the big leagues. You have to go out, you have to execute, you have to make pitches, and you have to be aggressive in the strike zone. I would say the biggest difference you see the games where I've been aggressive and the games I haven't been aggressive. So it's been night and day results. You know, the games where you're ahead and you put the pressure on the hitter, you know, you have much different results than when you're behind in the count. If you have to make pitches, and if you don't execute, then that's what happens.
You haven't obviously worked with Rowdy Reed behind the plate a lot, and he hasn't caught many big league games at all. Right. So is that what adjustments have to get made as you're working with someone new?
It's the game of baseball. I mean, at the end of the day, it's anything that happens is never on a catcher. You know, as a starting pitcher, we have to say so and what goes. You know, never go out and put the blame on a catcher, because it could easily be vice versa and it'll be a different story. You know, it's just one of those things. Like I said, at the end of the day, I put the pressure on myself to go out and execute pitches, and I didn't do a great job with that tonight.
How did you feel after that inning? So 2 solo home runs, not that big a deal at the time, but then when you kind of went on from there?
I didn't feel bad. Like I say, got put myself in a situation in the fourth where get a man on, ground ball single, walk, get a blooper, and get the pitcher out, and we get another ground ball, you know, tough play. But that's one of the things in baseball. I mean, at the end of the day, I was still in a situation where I feel like I can make a pitch and get a ground ball, and get a double play, and, you know, able to get out of that inning and go deep. But bullpen came in. You know, they did a hell of a job due to the situation. You know, come out and we give up one run after that from bases loaded, which you can't complain about. And, you know, the bullpen comes in and shut the game down and allow us to be able to come back in the game. You know, we fought. But I still feel like if I go out and I do my job and, you know, I keep the game close, that, you know, it's a different situation.
Steven Strasburg will take the hill for the Nationals on Sunday.